Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to share just a couple of thoughts on this Good Friday and some verses that, of course, you will probably know. The first is, in the Gospel of John chapter 3, Jesus is talking with Nicodemus, a religious leader, and he begins to share with Nicodemus about being born again. And he shares about the love of God, and in verse 16, he says that God so loved the world, people, you and I. People of the day, the people to come, us, which would be future of that present day, and love those who come after us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die, and that whoever believes upon his Son should have everlasting life, that we would not perish into eternity or be lost. Apart from God, what we would be found in Him and with Him after this life. And that He can reign in our life today. And so the key is that God loved us, and His response, this love that motivated Him to give. It's what we do. We love people. We give. The Father gave His Son. Jesus, if we were to look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it says this: by this we know love. We know that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that God is love. And it says this, that we know love because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. So here's God motivated by love, His very nature, His very character, that out of this love He gave. He gave His Son. And we know this love because Jesus laid down His life. There's no two ways about it. Don't be mistaken. His life was not taken from Him. He laid it down. He gave it. If we were to look at John chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus is speaking and He says this: no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. The Father gave and Jesus laid His life down. The giving and the laying down. I mean, think about this for a moment. Here's Jesus, the Son of God, the rightful Son of God, always was, is, forever shall be, at His right hand now, but present through all creation and all time. Jesus, the very Son of God, who has been given all the authority of the Father. And He comes and willingly lays down His life. He goes through trial and accusation and all of these things. And it's interesting. You look at it, and in Matthew chapter 26, it talks about when Jesus is being charged or being accused, and He just kept silent. Now think about all the parables and the life of Jesus that we kind of gather together, all these snapshots that aren't really the sum of His entire time on earth, but we put this together, these snapshots that we get in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and we see that the religious leaders were always scheming to trip Jesus up, to accuse Him, to trap Him, to try to get Him to show some kind of flaw in the way He would handle the law or the questions they asked. And Jesus always had an answer. Because he's the Son of God. He knew the motive of their heart. He knew the answers to their questions. He sometimes answered their question with the question that they could not answer, or that exposed their carnality and their sin and their attitude. This whole time, Jesus is speaking words of life. Now it comes down to what we may call crunch time. And Jesus says nothing. He willingly kept his mouth shut. Do you know how hard that is? Of course you do. You know how this works. Come on. Our day-to-day living, somebody says something and we think it's wrong, or they've got a skewed view, or it's not quite clear and it has to do with us or something we said or something we did. We are ready to give an answer. Even if our answer isn't quite pure, it's just we want to get off the hook and make it look like we were right. And we want to defend ourselves, and we want to tell them. Here's the Son of God who didn't do anything wrong and has all the answers. He's not flawed like you and I. And yet, he kept his mouth shut. He willingly laid down his life. Later on, there in Matthew, he says, "Don't you know? Don't you know that I could call upon my Father, and he would dispense 10,000 angels to come and rescue me if I needed it? Don't you know that I could just call upon my Father and he would do this?" And yet Jesus did not call upon his Father and for angelic help. He didn't call upon a host from heaven to come, because the Father gave and Jesus laid down his life. Regardless of being misrepresented, regardless that he was submitting himself under flawed decision of humanity, Jesus laid down his life. He gave it. He gave it. He laid it down. They did not take it from him. He willingly went. He willingly suffered, and he willingly died. You want to talk about power. The power to overcome ourselves and the power to keep our mouth shut when we feel like we have the right to explain it all and give the answer. I know that there are times to speak up, and there are times to be quiet. There are times to correct, and there's a time not to correct. And here is crunch time, and this very Son of God, because the Father loved and gave him, he willingly laid down his life for that which was not worthy. When I look at my life, was I worth dying for? I'm sorry. From my perspective, no. But somehow from God's perspective, because he is very love itself, he loved enough to give. And Jesus loved enough to willingly lay down his life to save and give opportunity to a fallen creation, to a corrupt character. you are probably better than me, but it didn't make you worthy either. Because none of us meet the standard. And so Jesus came. Because God did not want me, He does not want you lost. I don't mean just lost and wandering. Lost from relationship with Him. That is what drives the Father. It is part of what holiness is. Holiness is not holiness without the virtue of love. Holiness is not holiness without the virtue of grace. Holiness is not holiness without the virtue of mercy. If you pluck any one of those things out of the character of God, then He's no longer holy. If you and I believe upon Him and we grow in holiness and our life changes and we know we are holy through Christ, but if you pluck from us a virtue of kindness or mercy or grace and we don't dispense that, then I want you to know we're not as holy as we think we are. The virtue of holiness displayed in the Father to give and the holiness of Christ to willingly keep His mouth shut and lay His life down for that which is not worthy because He loved and loves us. It's good that we remember and it's good that we recognize our need for that love in our life. But the grace that has been given to us, we are supposed to disperse to others. Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews says this, "You yourself have not resisted sin to the point of shedding your own blood." Jesus shed His own blood for the sin in our lives because He had none. It's interesting. I want to look at this scripture. I just recalled this, and I think you'd like me to share it. Just give me a moment. Forgive me. I want to find this verse. I believe it's in Matthew. Here it is. When He said in Matthew 26, "Do you not think I can appeal to my Father and He will at once send more than 12 legions of angels or 10,000 angels?" But He said this, "But how then should the scripture be fulfilled? So it must be so." In other words, He was going to lay down His life because it is what the Scripture said He would do. Prophecy was going to be fulfilled. What a commitment of love and obedience, because love and obedience are not separate. They are traveling companions. That's why Jesus says, "If you love me, obey me." Don't love me in words only. Love me in action. Jesus said, "I'm going to do this so that Scripture is fulfilled." Let me ask you this. If that is the nature and the character of our Master, to lay down His life so Scripture is fulfilled, then we are supposed to become like that. And let me ask you this. In the day-to-day crunch over compromise or sin or reacting to something out of our flesh rather than out of the Spirit of Christ? Are we willing to lay down ourselves so that Scripture can be established and proved in us? See, that's what Jesus did. He willingly laid down His life so that Scripture would be accomplished and fulfilled. Will you and I lay down our life for others so that the fulfillment of Scripture would take place, the fulfillment of Scripture in our life that says, you know, they, the world, the outside who don't believe, they will know you, know Him by your love for one another. Are we willing to lay down our reputation, our pride, our reputation, our personal agenda? Are we willing to lay down trying to explain things when maybe somebody's got it a little skewed, a little wrong? I know there's times to explain things. I'm not saying we should never open our mouth. But in moments where we feel like we have to step up and defend ourselves or prove somebody wrong, if we chose to keep our mouth shut and lay ourselves down for the sake of someone else's opportunity or for their betterment or their advancement, because that's what Christ did. In that moment, will we do that to display love and the fulfillment of God's love in the life of the church or the believer? Or will we operate our own agenda, initiate and activate our own flesh for our sake, for our glory, for what we think is right, as if we have rights, and compromise the very character and nature of Christ that we find in Scripture that we're supposed to be obedient to? Jesus models us all the way through His life and through the coming up in and through His death, that He did all this for the fulfillment of Scripture. He laid down His life so that Scripture would be fulfilled. Will you and I lay down our life to show that Scripture is true? Will we crucify our own desires so that others would see that our faith in Christ and that He is real? We're called to be like Him. Jesus came and displayed through His life, His words, His action, His attitude, everything, who the Father was. Will you and I live our life the same so that they will know who Jesus is?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.